For the Hualapai people, we, you know, just would want everybody to know that that experience, the Grand Canyon coming down on the river, that that, you know, we have a presence here in the Grand Canyon. The river itself is considered sacred. It for most Hualapai people is a healing water for them. So in that sense, the river is very sacred. The springs that are located in and around Grand Canyon are very sacred waters as well. The ancestral homelands in the Grand Canyon itself that you see as archaeological manifestations are also very important for the Hualapai people, and they would like to see those places preserved and protected. And, you know, just to be respectful when you go hiking, if you happen to go hiking, that that you do, you know, do it with the realization that that's what you're doing. And I think, you know, that recognition and that respectfulness for the Hualapai people will be greatly appreciated.
Our church is usually the earth, the land, the wind, the vegetation, the environment. This we believe, including the wildlife, the birds that fly, the fish that swim, crawl, is the face of the Creator. All this is the face of the Creator right before us. Because Creator lives in everything. So in that way, the whole Grand Canyon is very significant for my people in the ways of ceremony, gathering herbs, to sustenance, to respects of for the elders, the past. It's very significant to my people. But to you boaters that are enjoying the scenery and the grandeur of this Mother Earth, you got to understand that this being that we're on, that has sustained us and our ancestors for all these thousands of years, must be respected as an individual. We must treat it as if it was our own flesh and blood mother, with a lot of respect, and as if it was our children, our child, treat it with a lot of love, nurture it, respect it.
The place that the public refers to as the Grand Canyon is perhaps among the most significant places for all of the Hopi people, simply because our emergence stories refer to the canyon. And also in our belief system, it is also our final spiritual home, which our spirits go to when we, you know, pass on in this life. But part of what we hope can contribute to the experience of many people who go down into the canyon is to recognize the reverence that many tribes hold for the Grand Canyon, and that includes the Hopi people, and the fact that the Hopis consider this a very, very special place should be recognized by the visitor because of its significance to a living culture. And this living culture still holds in reverence this place we call Ungdupka, or the Salt Canyon in the Hopi language. So as visitors go down and experience the canyon, you will find evidence that Hopi people indeed lived here, in terms of the archaeological evidence, in terms of some of the petroglyphs, pictographs that Hopi people left down there. So the presence of the Hopi will never end, as far as I'm concerned. I think probably one thing I would also like to encourage all people to acknowledge is really the management responsibilities of the National Park Service and their work with the Hopi tribe in trying to protect the importance of the canyon for others to enjoy. So I encourage all visitors to carefully acknowledge that the Park Service has a pretty serious responsibility on behalf of all of us, Hopi people and others. The Grand Canyon is very special to all of us, to all people, Hopi and others who go into the canyon. And as the traveler proceeds into this journey, I hope that we can all appreciate this wonder that someone created for us to enjoy, to hold special, and also to revere the canyon for what it is. It is a testament to the awesome place we call Earth.